We're now beginning Sefer Vayikra, the Sefer which deals with sacrifices. Sacrificing is a concept that's all too familiar to us nowadays. Due to the health risk of ourselves, our families, and our communities, we're bound to sacrifice liberties which we typically took for granted. Going to parks, playing sports, and getting together with friends are things that are strongly discouraged from doing. On an even more serious note, many people are losing their parnassa, not knowing how they're going to be able to pay their bills. People will be unable to spend Pesach with their families, and unfortunately, the greatest calamity of all are those people who have lost their lives and others who are fighting for their lives because of this pandemic. There's no one on earth who could say they've witnessed something of this magnitude in their past. This is unprecedented. A friend of mine who happens to have the coronavirus, Baruch Hashem, he's doing well, he told me that if you would have gone to Las Vegas a few months ago, where people make bets of all different types, crazy bets, and you were to go to Vegas a few months ago and put down money, say, what are the odds? I'll bet that the entire sports world will be shut down for months. They literally wouldn't have any odds to give you. They're like, oh, we'll give you 1 in 10 million. Put down a dollar. Like, as crazy as some bets are that people make, that bet just seems absurd. And yet, the sports world and the entire world pretty much have been shut down. Every single one of us is sacrificing something right now. The communal offerings in the Beis HaMikdash were not allowed to be donated by a successful philanthropist. It couldn't just be one very wealthy person who says, you know, I want to serve Hashem, let me give $10 million for all the communal offerings this year. It wasn't allowed. Every person had to contribute their machatzis hashekel, no more and no less. Each one of us is sacrificing something for the nation at large. But there are, of course, korbanos which are brought by a single owner. The Limudei Nisan from Nissen Alper points out that the order in which it's presented to Moshe is puzzling. One would expect that those korbanos which are mandatory, which a person is required to bring, should be listed first, and only afterwards should we be told about the voluntary offerings we're able to bring if we choose to do so. As a teacher, it would be like me teaching the extra credit material for a test, and only then teaching the mandatory material we need to get through. And yet, Hashem first informs Moshe about the Olas Nedava, the voluntary offerings, and only then tells him about the mandatory offerings. Why do you do it this way? Doesn't seem to really make sense. So from this, Albert explains that sometimes, to ensure a person doesn't make a mistake and messes up, they need to go above and beyond what's required of them. If you think about the rabbinic restrictions in the era of Hilchos Shabbos, one type of restriction is a fence around what's prohibited from the Torah. When you go to a subway station and you're waiting on the platform, you'll see there's always a few feet of yellow paint just before the platform ends. This is done to warn people not to stand there and risk falling onto the tracks. We take precautionary measures and do more than what is needed sometimes. When a person decides to offer a korban that's voluntary, how much more so will they be careful in their lives to avoid coming close to sin and having to bring a korban which would then be mandatory for them? At the present time, we are all going above and beyond in one way or another. As we're approaching Pesach, many of us, myself included, have usually had relatively easy time preparing for Pesach because we typically aren't home. I've been with my family, or in recent years with my in-laws, for every Pesach of my life, and I've never had the responsibility, the sole responsibility, along with my wife, to prepare my house for Pesach. Many people are used to the luxury of going on a Pesach program year after year. Aside from not having a tea room this year, there's going to be a lot more drastic changes to their Pesach. The classic question of when do I do chametz if I'm going away, if I'm traveling a few days before Pesach, that classic shaila is not going to be asked this year. We're pretty much all staying home. We're all making Pesach, and it's above and beyond what we expected to do this coming year. We'll all kasher our kelim, cook for the chag, and clean every last speck of chametz we could find. In what's already a very difficult situation, we're forced to prepare for the most detailed and cumbersome chag that we have on our calendar. Of course, it's a chag that's beautiful, that's filled with simcha, but it does take a lot of work for us to be able to keep in a proper way. But hopefully we could all rise to the occasion. And this Mesirat Nefesh, and pushing ourselves to our limits, should be a schus for us and for all of Klal Yisrael. Hashem knows our limitations this year. the difficult and unique situations which we're all facing, and although we hope to never be in a situation like this again, may we rise to the challenge, go above and beyond our perceived abilities, and make the Chag more meaningful than ever before.